You're having a quiet evening at home with your partner, and they excuse themselves to the restroom and leave their cell phone unlocked. You, out of curiosity, decide to look through their phone, and you find out they've been sliding in everybody's DMs. How do you react? Well, if you haven't guessed it, today's show is about cheating. I'm your host, Danielle, and you're listening to The Eavesdrop, where we talk about life, love, and all things taboo on kpcradio.com. Today, we'll be talking with Tanya Castaneda, who is with The Bull magazine at Pierce College, and we'll be talking about all things cheating. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Good. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a journalism major. I am currently the editor for The Bull magazine, and we are in full-on production right now, so I'm gaining a whole ton of experience, and I hope to transfer next semester and get into sports writing, sports broadcasting.
So you're very busy right now.
Yes.
So, if you look up the definition of cheating, It's defined as to act dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage. So I know in journalism, they teach you to always be honest.
Yes.
But with this definition, what is your definition of cheating as in regards to relationships?
Ooh. Well, I've heard many different things about cheating because I know several people that obviously have cheated, and watching shows like Dr. Phil, which I'm kind of into, I think my definition of cheating now is doing something that you wouldn't do in front of your partner. Like, it's not necessarily just physical, but, you know, if you're talking to a girl one way without, like, that you wouldn't normally talk to without, like, your girlfriend present, why would you do it when she's not there? You know what I mean? So I believe that that's kind of my definition. Like, something that you wouldn't do in front of your partner is kind of like there's a reason you wouldn't do it in front of them. So I kind of consider that cheating.
So basically, if you have to hide it, you shouldn't be doing it.
Exactly.
So why do you think people cheat?
Great question. I don't necessarily know why people cheat. I think it's more than anything just it probably makes them feel powerful. It probably makes them feel like they have something over the other person. And I think it's just human nature to want to feel big and want to feel powerful. And I'm not saying that it's right, but it definitely is a factor, I believe.
Have you ever cheated in a relationship or been cheated on?
No, I have never cheated and I've never been cheated on.
What would you do, though, if that were to happen to you? What would your reaction be?
Honestly, I really just think that I wouldn't be mad. I would just walk away because at the end of the day, it's kind of like a lesson learned. And the way that I see it is, like, the person doesn't really love you if they would take it that far to where that, like, to where they're dishonest or, you know, not loyal to you. So I think more than anything, I would just walk away and treat it as a lesson. Like, it is what it is.
So you said you had, you know, several people that have cheated and been cheated on. So how did they handle the situation, or what was their situation?
It, you know, it's pretty interesting hearing the stories. I'm a journalism major, so obviously I'm very nosy. So, I mean, I kind of just know what goes on. I don't know the specifics, how they necessarily, like, handled it. But I do know that, like, in one instance, I do have actually two friends that are together, but the reason why they broke up with their previous partner was because they both cheated on their partner. So it's basically like two cheaters got together and are a couple now. And they've been together for maybe like about the past 2 years, which is pretty great. But at the same time, like, seeing the effects that it had and like the toll that it took on them, I think psychologically, it just it wasn't good. Even though they were the cheater, it caused them to not trust their other partner. It just kind of seems like they're always paranoid. They weren't allowed to have, like, any social media because they just assumed that the other person would, like, do something shady. And I just feel like that's not a way to live. That's not a healthy relationship. And it just, even if they haven't cheated on each other so far, it's just, I feel like that's an unhealthy relationship. And there's no reason for it.
So they're both kind of worried that the other foot is going to drop and, like, karma's going to come back on them?
I think so. It's kind of strange because they're always out and they're always doing things, but it kind of just seems like they try to hold one another back. And the way that I see it is, like, we're young. There's no reason to be in any kind of relationship like that. And if you don't feel secure, just walk away. There's no point in suffering like that.
So in what situations do you think people would normally cheat in?
I feel like there's no real excuse for cheating, so I don't really know how to completely answer that. But I think more than anything, it's just like I said, they want to feel powerful. So I think, you know, for a guy, well, I can't say just a guy. I think just for anybody to be like, oh, look at this person is giving me attention. And it's like, ooh, like, that makes me feel sexy today. And I feel like people crave attention. At the end of the day, like, no matter how much you say, like, you don't care for attention, people do. They crave it. They just want to feel loved and they want to feel affection. And, you know, sometimes you get it from people that you maybe shouldn't be getting it from. You know, I think more than anything, it's just, you know, like, they don't really think. And if they do, it's simply because they don't care for their partner as much as they really, like, say they do. At the end of the day, it's wrong. I don't have a real answer because I feel like there's no real reason for it. I think people just do it because it's human nature to just crave that attention.
So in today's generation, like, we're known for not having relationships at all. Like, everyone just kind of hooks up and talks to each other. Nobody really wants an actual relationship anymore. So do you think if people didn't cheat, relationships in society as it is now would last longer?
Oh, no doubt. I think a huge factor in cheating nowadays probably has got to be social media, just because of, like you said in your intro, oh, you find your partner sliding into everybody's DMs. And, you know, now you have Twitter and you have Instagram and you have all these memes and all these, you know, kind of posts that just go viral. And a lot of these viral posts, and I have to admit, like, I find them humorous myself, but all those posts of, like, humiliating, you know, their other people, or, you know, like, sliding into the DMs and having, you know, girls here or having guys there and, like, playing one another. Like, I feel like it kind of normalizes it. And although it's wrong, it is what it is. And, you know, you're completely right. I totally agree that it's just nowadays in today's generation, it just, it's normal and it's humorous even. It just feels right because some people just see it as like, oh, I'm not hurting somebody. Like, I'm being funny. I'm being like so-and-so on Twitter. And, you know, it just, I feel like it kind of makes them, it kind of doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, I just, they're not aware of like the damage that they could truly do to a person by doing that.
So what would you do if you saw, like, someone, one of your friends' boyfriends cheating? Would you tell them or would you, like, keep it to yourself?
I would most definitely tell them just because, well, that's my friend, first of all. But I feel like at the end of the day, like, it doesn't really matter if they're your friend or not. People are people, and we all have to, like, look out for one another. And like I said, like, the cheaters don't always know the emotional and, like, psychological damage that they could potentially do to the other partner. And I just feel like it wouldn't be fair to the person getting cheated on to not know. And I feel like I can't necessarily prevent it, or I can't cause them to break up or anything, but at the very least, I could just let them know, hey, this is what I know, this is what I saw or heard, and, you know, do what you want with this information, but, you know, I'm just here to give you a heads up.
Would you be worried at all if they got mad at you? Because I know a lot of times when friends think they're doing them, their best friend or whoever, a favor by letting them know what's going on, it kind of backfires on them. So then people tend to keep it to themselves. Would you be worried about that at all?
I would not be worried at all, because I feel like the people that are truly my friends know that I would say something only because I really do have their best interest at heart. And if they don't understand that, then, you know, there's no real reason for me to kind of, like, lose sleep at night over it. If they don't believe me, then they don't believe me. If they do, then great. But, I mean, I know the type of person that I am. I would never intentionally try to hurt somebody like that, because that can really deeply affect you. So I would not be concerned at all about them being mad. I would just know that what I'm doing is right. So it is what it is.
Do you feel that once an affair is out in the open, like, a couple could ever come together and be a happy couple again?
Good question. I think maybe they could be happy again, because, you know, if there's a reason why the cheater did what they did, and they kind of, like, come together to figure it out, then who knows? Maybe they can fix their problems. Maybe they can find solutions. Maybe the victim can, you know, own up to the fact that, you know, hey, you know what? I did mess up, or I could have handled this a little differently, or maybe I should show you more affection and love. So I think it definitely could maybe bring them together, but it really depends on how hard they try.
So if, let's say, scenario, you and your boyfriend were together and he informed you that he cheated just because of the fact that, I don't know, you were busy with the magazine and you had no time for him, mm-hmm. So he cheated. Would you want to work on that relationship with him, seeing as though, and you knew that you've been busy lately?
I wouldn't, and here's the reason. I know, like, we're in full-on production right now, but I feel like 2-3 weeks of, you know, my time is nothing compared to, like, the rest of our lives. And if he truly wanted to be with me, he would understand that, hey, I'm busy and I'm doing this to kind of just set up my future and my career. And if he can't accept that now, you know, how could I truly expect him to make any real sacrifices when it gets closer and closer to, like, us being adults and truly, like, reaching our goals? And I just feel like the trust wouldn't be there, because, like I said, it's just, what's 2 weeks compared to the rest of our lives if he really planned on being with me for that long? And if he didn't plan on being with me for, you know, the rest of time, then what are we doing wasting our time being in a committed relationship?
Do you think you can still, like, you can still consider it cheating if it's no sex involved?
You know what? Had you asked me that question maybe, like, 3 years ago, I would have thought about it. But I feel like the older that I get, the more that I understand that there's such thing as, like, emotional cheating. And I just kind of feel like I truly believe that males and females can be friends and they can be close and they can have sort of, like, this platonic relationship where, you know, there's nothing shady involved. But if it's ever to a point where you are kind of, like, sharing more with one, like, if a male is sharing more with a female than he is with his own girlfriend, and there's no you know, good reason for it, and he's like spending more time with her, giving her more attention, spending more time with her, I feel like it kind of gets to a point where, you know, I feel like it's borderline cheating, because it's like, why would you prioritize another female that's like not your mom or your sister or your grandma or somebody over me? If, you know, if I had a boyfriend that had a girl best friend and we both needed him at the same time and he goes to her before he goes to me, I see a problem.
So would you feel that if he went to his girl best friend before he would come to you, would you see that as almost like a threat or like a possible situation?
It totally depends on the situation. I feel like if she truly needed support and help from somebody and I didn't at the time, then I would see nothing wrong with it, because I, like I said, I do believe that males and females can be friends. But, you know, if there ever comes to a point where like we both would need him and he prioritizes her over me, I would most definitely be second guessing and most definitely be thinking that there's something going on, because it's like I said, it's not his mom, it's not his sister. Why would he make it a point to go to her before he goes to me if I'm supposed to be a priority in his life?
Right. So do you feel that the saying once a cheater, always a cheater is still in fact true?
No. Not necessarily. I believe that people can change, and I believe that people can, you know, learn their lesson, but it totally just depends on the person. It's, you know, if somebody really wants to change, then they will. And, you know, who knows, maybe, you know, they cheat and they ruin their lives because of it, or they really regret it, or, you know, I feel like resentment is such a big thing, and you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that once a cheater, always a cheater, just because it is possible to learn your lesson and kind of just grow from it and kind of just realize that that's not the way to go. And if you really love somebody, you wouldn't do that. But I feel like it totally just depends on the person.
So from your opinion, what would be signs of, like, someone, your partner cheating? Like, what are signs that you kind of look out for, red flag?
That's a great question. I think one of the biggest red flags that I think a lot of people often overlook is, I'm just going to say if a man, because I'm a female, no offense to any men listening, or, you know, I'm not saying that women don't cheat, but if a man were to be overly possessive with me, I would definitely see that as a red flag, because I've kind of learned that, you know, the men that are the most possessive are usually the most paranoid for a reason. And although I've never gotten cheated on, I have seen other guys that have just been like, you can't wear this, you can't do that. And the things that they would limit their girlfriends on doing is like basically because they were paranoid. They didn't trust their partner because they knew what they were doing, I guess you can say. That's the way I looked at it anyway. Just because I feel like if a man's really secure and if a man were like really gets it and he's like a mature and he's like mature and strong-willed and has the right mentality, he wouldn't be acting like that. And those are the type of men that I feel like are less likely to cheat. So I feel like being overly possessive is one thing. Another thing I think is if he won't bring you around like his friends, it's usually for a reason. Or if he won't introduce you to other people, like if it's more of just like, hey, let's hang out, but let's hang out at my house, or let's hang out at, you know, the movies at midnight. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If it's like that every single time, I feel like that's kind of a red flag too, because it's like, you know, if you're not proud to be with me, then why are you with me? I feel like there's so many, I feel like I could go on and on about this, but there's so many little things.
So do you think women are better at cheating than men? Because let's be honest, we both cheat, men yes. and women. Uh-huh. But do you think women are better at it?
Ooh. I would say so. I would say so just because of the fact that I feel like women think more about, like, the what-if situations, and they tend to, like, overanalyze a little more. I'm saying they, like, I'm not a woman. But we tend to, like, overanalyze and overthink, and we think worst-case scenario more often than men do. So I feel like that makes us a little smarter about things, and I feel like it makes us, I don't want to say more scandalous, but it definitely just encourages us to, like, kind of think of all the different possibilities, and that's dangerous. That is a dangerous quality to have, because I really do believe that it would make it easier to hide something.
So if you cheated, would you expect your partner to stay in the relationship with you and work it out?
No. Just like I probably wouldn't stay with them and try to work it out with them, I would not expect somebody to kind of stick it out with me.
Would you think, like, from your opinion, do you think people know that they're going to cheat before they actually cheat? Or do you think it's kind of like a, oh, this just randomly happened and I cheated?
I think it really just depends on the person. It could really go either or. But I feel like the people that are more likely to cheat and the people that cheat, you know, more than once are most definitely the people that are thinking about doing it, or, like, checking out other girls and thinking, like, ooh, you know, the things I would do to her, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, in a sense, you do kind of have to think about it to constantly be cheating on your partner, because what else would kind of motivate you to slide into somebody's DMs or to try to get a cute girl's number if you're not already thinking about it? You know what I mean?
So would you say that it's better if your partner had, like, a one-time drunken night and cheated, as opposed to, like, planning on cheating and, like, having conversations with someone? Like, oh, it was just that one drunken night. And
well, can I just say they're both crazy. Pretty bad? I feel like alcohol should never, like, that is the worst excuse in the book. But
every guy gives it. Oh, I was drunk.
Like, that's going to make me say, oh, okay, babe, it's okay. But I would, if I had to choose between one of the two, I would definitely say the drunk one night is a lot less harmful than, you know, building, like, an emotional connection with somebody and constantly going back to them. Because I feel like that's a bigger threat, just because it's like, this is a female that could, like, potentially replace me. This is a female that he could really be considering as, like, to kind of date and to be with. And I feel like that's a much scarier thought than just, like, oh, I got it in. You know what I mean?
So which is worse, your partner cheating with your best friend or your partner cheating with a family member?
Ooh, these questions are scandalous.
It's the eavesdrop. We have to eavesdrop.
That is a tough one, because you can't necessarily choose family, but your best friend is, you know, somebody that kind of decides to stick it out with you. So I would maybe say family. No, what am I saying? I would say best friend, because that's somebody that chooses to be with you and to stick it out through thick and thin and kind of be there for you. And at the end of the day, like, family's family, but not everybody sees it that way. You know, some people kind of just view it as, like, oh, well, you can't choose your family, so you know, why am I going to prioritize her feelings over mine? So I would say maybe the best friend is worse.
Yeah. So really quick before we wrap up, what advice would you give those that are dealing with cheating in their relationships or have been cheated on?
Just that it gets better. And it's not worth it to be so hung up on one person. And just because, you know, they didn't value you the way that you should have been valued doesn't mean that, you know, there aren't people out there that won't. You know, not everybody is the same type of person. And the only thing you can really do from it is grow from it.
I like that. Thank you, Tanya, for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was fun. And scandalous.
Yes. And thank you for listening to The Eavesdrop. I look forward to meeting with you next week. And remember, the only thing you can do is learn from it and grow from it.